William Morrow and Harper Audio present Say Yes to the Duke, The Wilds of Lindo Castle by Eloisa James. Performed by Susan Duerden. Chapter 1. Lindo Castle, Cheshire. Country seat of the Duke of Lindo. November 15, 1781. Miss Viola Astley, the stepdaughter of Hugo Wilde, Duke of Lindo, considered it the greatest misfortune of her life that she was the complete opposite of a Wilde. She had realized as a child that she had no more in common with his grace's offspring than a donkey to a dragon. As her mother, Ophelia, had married the Duke when Viola was only 2 years old, her earliest memories were defined by feeling not Wilde. Her half-sister Artemisia, for example, was beautiful, bold, and audacious at the age of 6, whereas Viola was timid, tongue-tied, and fairly useless. Her older stepsister Betsy was famous in the family for being able to shoot arrows from horseback. Viola was afraid of horses and didn't care for arrows either. Fear itself marked her as not a real Wilde. Courage was a hallmark of the Duke's other children. The oldest Wilde, Alaric, was a writer who wandered about foreign countries with his wife and children, fearlessly doing fearless things. Joan, whom Viola loved most of all, relished being in public to the point of pining for a career on the London stage. And after Betsy put aside her bow and arrows, she triumphed in London society, rejecting 19 suitors before marrying a future marquis.